This is Sylvia Sherbet, and I work at Shepherd University. I'm the coordinator for the Appalachian Studies program.
You got some exciting news from the National Endowment for the Humanities, didn't you?
I did. We had, in 2013, a wonderful little NEH summer seminar for teachers called Voices from the Misty Mountains, and we were given the opportunity to repeat that this past summer in 2016, July. We applied for a 2017 seminar, and we did not get a seminar, but we got a great deal more money than we had applied for, and we were upgraded to an NEH institute. So that means that next July we'll be bringing more people on campus. The numbers will be greater of the teachers. They'll come from all over the country, and they will come here to enjoy the Contemporary American Theater Festival, to talk about Appalachian writers, Appalachian music, and all things Appalachian. And the other really important thing is that we have some fabulous artists that we're bringing in. Nikki Giovanni, who really fell in love with Shepherd University and West Virginia when she was here as our Appalachian Heritage Writer in Residence for 2015, she is going to come back and be one of the artists in residence for the NEH Summer Seminar. Silas House will be with us, as well as Adam Booth and Rachel Meads and all of the actors and performers of the Contemporary American Theater Festival, including Ed Harrandine and Peggy McCowan, just really brilliant people who run that show. It's pretty exciting. It's a $142,000 grant to put this institute on, and it allows us to really help people from all over the country understand Appalachia and try to break the stereotypes that are often associated with the region.
Explain the difference between the seminar and the institute.
You know, a large part of it has to do with the numbers. The seminar is smaller. It's 16 NEH teachers that come. An institute is 25, so there are far more people involved in it. The other thing, the focus is quite very much on teacher education and taking what they learn here and applying it directly to the classroom. So is that there is that direct classroom connection.
Excited about getting upgraded?
Sure. I was a little bit surprised. It wasn't something we had applied for at all. We really just submitted pretty much the same general kind of seminar, we thought, and it was so popular. There were about 121 people that applied for the seminar. These are large numbers. There's a huge amount of interest in Appalachia. What is more is there was not only the Voices from the Misty Mountains as a seminar this past year, but there was another seminar that had to do with the study of Appalachia in North Carolina. Ron Rash was involved with that seminar. So there are these two seminars. I was really surprised that they funded both of them. But I think that's indicative of the fact that there is a tremendous amount of interest in Appalachia, in Appalachian storytelling, the music, the culture, and I think the people as well. So it is something, the traditions of Appalachia in a world and a country that is changing, those traditions, I think, are a part of American life that we want to hold on to. And so I think that is one of the reasons for the popularity of the study of Appalachian voices.
Mm-hmm. So basically, you said it came as a surprise to you. I guess you're saying that because so many people wanted to come last year, that was a factor? And what were the other factors?
I think that might have been part of it. The other factor was, as the NEH looked to see what we did, we do so much. It's like all of our Appalachian studies programs, we're just heavily involved. We go in a lot of different directions. We offer the community a great deal. And we were offering these teachers a great deal. And as the NEH, this now is what I'm told by Wilsonia Cherry at the NEH, she said that by the nature of our seminar, that it was so complex and involved, and that we were doing so much and offering so much, that it really went beyond a seminar where you have one discussion topic, you know, basically, because we were looking at the culture, the music, the storytelling, the literature, and then we were connecting it with Contemporary American Theater Festival and another kind of contemporary storytelling. So I believe that they took a look at us. They liked what we've been doing, but they also saw that we're doing more than what a seminar does, and that's part of the reason for the upgrade as well. I think the other reason is they were very pleased. Shepherd is a great place, and it is such a welcoming place. The staff really went out of their way to give the best experience that they could possibly give to these teachers. And the feedback the NEH has gotten, we just got great evaluations. Everybody liked the program. So that, I think, is the reason that the program is being expanded.